Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, July 14th, 1953, and the title is Gun War at Oak Pass. Hope you guys enjoy.
Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Gun War at Oak Pass. To many a frontier town of the Old Southwest, the law was brought only after many bitter gun battles. With law enforcement agencies few and far between, bandits and killers had things pretty much their own way for years, and their disregard of the law was flagrant, as witnessed the expulsion of the Daggetts from their ranch some 10 miles outside the town of Single Oak. As our story opens, the famous Cisco Kid and his constant companion, Pancho, are riding up to the ranch one morning when...
That's
hard
up,
hombre.
Pull up them horses.
Si, senores. Oh, diablo.
Oh, loco, oh, loco. Hombre, get a rifle, Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Is this the Daggett Rancho, senores?
No, it ain't the Daggett Ranch. Now get going out of here.
Well, that is very strange. 6 months ago, when Pancho and I were last here, Senor Joe Daggett told us they meant to spend the rest of their days on this rancho.
Yeah, live here forever, no?
Well, Link Daggett sure did spend the last of his days here.
Now, don't tell him nothing, Swan. Either you hombres get out of here, we'll gun you down.
I would say that what you hombres need is a lesson in manners.
Yeah, big kick in the pantalones.
Yes,
come, Pancho, let us waste no more time with these hombres. Up, Diablo, come.
No, go, come. Waste no more time with these hombres. Come now, come on.
Hey, Les. Big hombre's a Cisco Kid.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. We meet the sheriff taking Chuck Madrone to prison, it might spoil our scheme.
I don't figure he'll get to the main road till after the sheriff's past that point.
Anyway, we got to get moving, Swan, if we're going to drag out the sheriff at the pass.
Right.
Come on, let's get going.
Keep your eyes peeled ahead, Deputy. Coming into Old Pass.
Well, we're Sheriff.
Yeah. You ain't expecting to get through that pass, are you, Sheriff?
I'm expecting to get plumb through to the prison, Madrone. Or you're going to hang.
Yeah. I'll lay you a bet. I'll be a free man inside of 10 minutes. Then I'm going back to town, Sheriff, and get Joe Daggett, just like I got his brother Link.
You talk big, killer. Maybe too big for your own good. Whoa. Deputy. You stay here with Madrone. I'll ride up into that pass and do a little looking around. And if Madrone puts spurs to his horse, let him have both barrels of that shotgun.
Too late now, Sheriff. There they are. Get the deputy, Swan. Nice shooting, boys. Plumb center on both these buzzards. Come on down.
You're mighty smart, Chuck. Making a plan like this in advance.
It's kind of handy, too, Madrone. Sheriff, have to bring you up to the pass.
Get these shackles and handcuffs off of me. You'll find the keys in the sheriff's pocket.
Yeah, sure will, Chuck.
Yeah. Now, you hombres take the deputy's horse and equipment and ride back to the ranch.
Where are you going, Madrone?
I'm taking the sheriff's horse and guns and riding back into town after Joe Daggett. I'll learn him to tell any sidewinding sheriff to arrest me.
So you want one of us to go with you, boss?
No, I don't. I'll tend to this job myself. And this time I'll finish Daggett for good.
Oh.
good breakfast, Cisco cook. Pancho feel a lot better now. But why did you not eat more, Cisco?
I had my breakfast earlier this morning. One breakfast is enough for me, Chico.
That a long time ago, Cisco. When Pancho get hungry, Pancho gotta eat.
See, Pancho. But I hope you will not want a third breakfast this morning. After all, we cannot spend all of our time eating. There are other and more important things to do.
Cisco, Pancho think there's never anything more important than eating. If there is, Pancho not find it yet.
Well, amigo, no matter what you may think, food is only necessary to keep a person alive.
Uh-huh.
Once you don't eat to live, not live to eat.
It's all the same thing, Pancho think. Hombre eat because he got to live. Why not he live because he got to eat?
Well, Chico, if a person only were on this earth because he wanted to eat, who would get all the work done? After all, there is work to be done, and somebody's got to do it.
Pancho not know about that. And Pancho think too many hombres worry about work. Why they do this?
Well, usually a person wants to work hard and accumulate some money, so in their old age, they can take it easy and not work.
That's just what Pancho means. Why did hombre work hard so he can loaf in his old age? Why not loaf all the time?
But Chico, how would the person live?
Pancho, he live all right. Pancho work hard and Pancho live, no?
Yeah, I suppose there's a certain amount of logic in what you say, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
But I always believe a person is happier if he has work to do.
Well, Pancho happy. Pancho be even happier if he could take a siesta all the time.
Very well, Pancho, but we must be getting on our way.
Uh-huh.
Kick some dirt over the campfire there.
See?
Be sure every spark is out.
Yeah, Pancho, put out the fire. Well, that's now, Cisco.
Wait on. Now, come on. Do not let me hear any more talk of a third breakfast.
Pancho doesn't want a third breakfast, Cisco. Pancho, skip the third breakfast. Just have the fourth breakfast.
I would not put it past you. Now, we must get to town.
Yes, yes. We must get to town.
Up, Diablo. Come on.
Logo, we got to get to the town now. Come on.
I'm anxious to find out the story of the Daggett Rancho.
Cisco, think they sell the rancho?
Oh, it's possible they did, Pancho, but I did not like the way those hombres talk.
Me neither.
Especially, I did not like what that hombre said about Senor Link spending the last of his days there.
Mm-hmm.
Neither did I like the way he said it.
Hey, the trail narrow here, Cisco. Cisco better ride ahead.
Si, amigo, si. We'll ride to Senor Joe Daggett's store and get the story from him or his daughter.
Uh-oh. Ride has come this way, Cisco.
Oh, si. We'll have to make room for them to pass.
Get off the trail, you two coyotes.
The same two hombres, Cisco.
Si, oh, diablo.
Oh, loco, oh,
come on, get off the trail. Make room.
We are staying where we are.
Oh, we are, huh? I always figured you was a big windbag, Cisco. Now I'm going to prove it. Get out of that horse if you dare to.
Cisco dare to? Why, you pack rat, you.
Come on.
Very well. Now what are you going to do?
I'm going to teach you to get off the trail when I tell you to. Get in this way.
Not when the bad one jumped in the air and landed on the hombre's neck.
So!
That one did you, huh?
I said you need a lesson in manners, and you are going to get it.
Bueno, bueno, Cisco. One more punch, you know.
Perhaps not one more punch, Pancho, but two might do the trick.
Oh, hombre, sit down hard, Cisco.
Get up if you wish to continue the fight.
No. No, I don't. Not with you, Cisco. We'll be on our way.
Not until you have answered a question or two. Why are the Daggetts no longer on the rancho?
I don't know, Cisco.
Answer me quickly.
Well, Lass here and me work for Chuck Madrone. You have to ask him.
That's right, Cisco. He don't tell us what goes on.
I think you are both lying. However, where can I find this Chuck Madrone?
He rode to town. Honest, that's all we know, Cisco.
And what about Senor Link Daggett?
Link's dead.
How did he die?
Ask Chuck, Cisco. He'll tell you.
I'm asking you, Omri. I want an answer at once.
Easy now, easy. Chuck gunned him down.
What for?
I don't know.
That's right, Cisco. We don't know no more about it than that.
Then be on your way, Omri. And you can tell this Chuck Madrone that Pancho and I are going to talk with him very soon.
Packages, daughter, and I'll put them up on the shelves where they'll be handy when the folks come into the store.
I can do it, Dad. You'll hurt your arm.
Oh, no, that arm's all right. I don't even need a sling on it.
I wouldn't say it's all right, not with a bullet hole in it.
Well, I ain't using that arm to put up the packages. Hand them up, dude.
All right. Did the the sheriff leave this morning, Dad?
Yep, him and the deputy. Did my heart good to see that skunk Madrone right in the head of him, shackled right to the hilt.
Well, I'm not going to stop worrying till they get Madrone in prison.
They'll get him there. He's just over the mountain, June.
I know, but that Madrone gang. I'm afraid of them. Ordering us out of our own ranch the way they did. And shooting down Uncle Link when he tried to resist.
Yep. Link never did learn not to argue with guns.
Dad, can't something be done about that gang? They just terrorized the whole valley. Nobody dares stand up against them.
Something has to be done. I told the sheriff how Madrone shot down your uncle, and the sheriff arrested him. The sheriff will get the rest of them killers in due time.
In due time, yes. But that may mean months.
Yeah, that takes care of them packages. Yep. Oh, that blasted Madrone.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Just his arm pained bad for a second.
Now, listen to me, Dad. You're coming right down off that stepladder and go in the house and lie down.
No, no.
Yes, you are, too. Now, come on. It's a bad wound. You've only got it for 2 days ago. Now, you march right in the back room and rest.
Well, I suppose. A little court argument.
I'll tend this store. Now, go on and don't you dare come back out here.
All right. Never do any good to argue with a woman. Learned that long ago.
Hopping around with a bad wound and a fever. The idea.
Oh,
my heavens, it's Madrone. Oh, my goodness, Dad, let this rifle out here.
Howdy, Miss June.
I thought the sheriff had you.
Yeah, but he didn't keep me. I'm kind of hankering to see your dad. Where is he?
Never mind where he is. Get out of the store, Madrone.
That rifle looks powerful, unfriendly.
That's just what it is, and I know how to use it.
Now, Miss June, you know you wouldn't shoot nobody. So I'm just going to walk over and take that rifle away from you.
Get back. I will shoot, I tell you, I will.
No, you won't. Pretty girls like you don't shoot people.
You murderer!
Give me that!
No! Oh, oh yes!
What finger and turn that muscle? Now, give me it, you little wild cat! Where's your father?
I don't know.
Is he in the house?
No, he isn't. He went out. I don't know where.
Get out of my way. I'm going in that room there.
What's all the shooting down here?
There you are, Joe. Just the hombre I want to see.
Get back to your room, Dad, quick. Now, let me reach for your gun, Madrone. No! No! No!
I'll kill you, too!
I don't kill anyone, hombre. I will take that gun.
Let's go!
Drop it! Drop it before I break your arm. Why don't you get that gun?
Here, Cisco.
Glad to see you are not welcome here, hombre. So I will pick you up.
Hey!
Throw you out the door into the street!
Hombre, run for his horses, go.
Give me that rifle, June, quick.
Dad, no.
Even if I have got only one good arm, I can plug that coyote.
Yeah.
Give it to me, June.
No, I won't. You're not going to murder anybody.
It's too late now.
Who is that hombre, Senor Joe?
Chuck Madrone, Cisco.
Oh, madre mía, I'll let him get away. Come, Pancho.
Wait a minute, Cisco. Where are you going?
After that Madrone, hombre. Is he not the one who shot down your brother, Senor Link?
He sure is the one, Cisco. But you ain't got to ride after him. He'll be back.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
He'll have his gang of killers with him this time. They're coming after me, Cisco. And after what you just done to Madrone, they'll be after you, too.
And never has Cisco met up with anyone quite so vicious and deadly as Chuck Madrone. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Old-timers will tell you the winters back in the 1890s were a lot colder than they are now. Maybe it's just that folks in those days had to spend more time outdoors. So when a man stepped into the general store on a wintry Saturday back in 1896, he probably lingered a little while.
Well, howdy, Jed.
Soaking up the warmth from the glowing pot-bellied stove. 1896 is the year Hot Ralston cereal began to appear in general stores all over America. And it's the same today as it was then, a cereal full of good old-time nutrition. It has the vitamins and minerals your family needs. And it has the flavor of the wheat, too. Whole grain wheat. Fragrant. Tempting. Nourishing. Instant Ralston, cooked in 10 seconds, or regular Ralston. Old-time nutrition from Checkerboard Square.
Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our thrilling story, Gun War at Oak Pass. Cisco and Pancho got to the general store in the town of Single Oak just in time to prevent the killing of Joe Daggett by the escaped murderer, Chuck Madrone. Now, Madrone is just arriving back at the ranch where he maintains his headquarters. He is raging mad.
Oh! Oh, you fool, can't you throw get your head off?
Did you settle up with Joe Daggett, Madrone?
I'll tell you what I want you to know, Swan. You and Les, come over here.
Right there in a minute, Chuck. I'm fixing this dish.
When I say come here, I mean come here.
Hey, easy, boss, easy.
No need to hit him, Chuck. He wasn't doing nothing.
So you want some too, huh, Swan? All right, jump, Jack. Now you hombre's gonna jump when I speak?
Yeah, sure.
All right, see you do. I'm running this spread, and I'm running that town, too. The people are gonna find it out in short order. Let's go tell the rest of the boys to saddle up.
Sure thing, boss.
Tell them to bring rifles as well as six guns.
Yes. What's happening, boss?
We got some shooting to do. That's what's happening. We're getting Joe Daggett and the Cisco Kid and that fat sidewinder with him. And then we're going to shoot up that town. Come on, you galoots! Turn out!
If I understand you correctly, Senor Joe, this Madrone hombre just ordered you off your rancho.
That's right, Cisco.
He didn't even offer to buy it. Not that Dad and Uncle Link would have sold it.
And then Link talked up to him. Madrone just sent him down, killed him dead. Then I started to speak up. Madrone got me right through this arm with a bullet.
And Pancho think that Madrone a tough hombre?
He sure is, Pancho. Him and his gang of cutthroats come here right after you and Cisco was last here, some months ago. And then they just took over the whole town. Don't nobody hardly dare get out of their houses now.
And you think Madrone killed the sheriff during his escape this morning?
I just heard that both the sheriff and the deputy was found dead, Cisco. More likely some of Madrone's men dry-gulched him. The way Madrone was shackled when he left here, he couldn't have shot a gun, even if he'd had one in his hand.
Now we've got no law enforcement at all.
Yeah, it's a very bad situation, Senorita.
Hey, Joe, stop Madrone and his gang are on the way in.
Oh, good heavens.
How do you know, Shorty?
Well, Slim Gates is riding out by your spread, and he saw him leave, heading this way.
How many of them?
Oh, must be 8 or 10.
Cisco take care of 8 or 10, no?
No, that is not sensible, Pancho. Senor Joe, can you find 4 or 5 vaqueros who will ride with Pancho and me to meet those hombres?
I guess so, Cisco. I'll go for one.
Oh, no, Dad, you can't. Not with that arm.
Oh, no.
Your daughter is right, Senor Joe. No one questions your courage. But it would be better for you to stay right here. Senor Shorty, see if you can find a few riders who will go.
I sure will, Cisco.
And hurry. I want to meet Madrone and his gang at Oak Pass.
This Oak Pass, Cisco?
Hey, Pancho. The Madrone gang has not reached there as yet.
Ah?
I think I see the dust of their horses in the distance.
They must be, Cisco.
Hey, hold up. Hold up. They will have to come through this pass, senores. Dismount and take cover.
Cisco and Pancho dismount too, no?
You had better dismount and take cover, Pancho. I am not going to just yet.
Pancho, stay with Cisco.
Get out of the way, you buzzard. We're riding through that pass.
Madrone, you and I can settle this between the two of us. In a fair fight.
Sure, we'll have a fair fight, Cisco. All right, let him have it, boy!
Madre mia, those coyotes. Count off your horse, Pancho.
Cisco, off the horse.
Right through, boy! Get
him! Be ready, senores. Shoot only to wound them, not to kill.
That stopped the hombre, Cisco. They take the cover now.
Hey, keep them pinned down with your rifle fire, senores. Hey.
They not get you any parts, Cisco.
No, but neither are we accomplishing anything. I must get my hands on that Madrone hombre.
Cisco, not go over there.
No, not in the face of that fire, Pancho. But I think I could creep around these rocks. Better still, there is a ledge up there. If I can get up on that.
One hombre scared, Cisco. He'll ride away.
That is one less to deal with. Senores, keep up your fire. I'm going to try to get up on that ledge.
All right, come on, Pancho, follow me.
Pancho, follow.
Keep your head down behind these rocks. Now, give me a boost up onto that ledge, quickly.
Pancho, boost.
I'll hold the ledge now if I can draw myself up.
Cisco, make it?
I think I will, Pancho. See, I did it. Now, give me your hands and come up here with me. Come on, jump.
Pancho, jump.
Come on.
And pull, Cisco, pull.
I am pulling, but you are not a lightweight, amigo.
Pancho, almost up. Almost up. Pancho.
Now, come along. I think around the corner of the ledge, we can look down on those banditos.
Pancho, see, dos, that liar. Make the circle now, Cisco.
Si. He may be trying to ride around the canyon to some other trail, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Santos. Back. Cannot see him from here. But if that is that Madron hombre.
Yeah, what he ran away for, Cisco?
He's not running away, Pancho. He's trying to get to the town.
Huh?
And Senor Joe and the senorita, his daughter, are alone at that store.
What we do, Cisco? What we do? What we do?
Come on over this way, Pancho.
Si.
Ah. We're just above those hombres, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Keep firing, boys! You gotta pin Cisco and the rest of them down until the gun can get to town.
That is just what I thought, Pancho. Take your guns.
Pancho got his guns.
From here, we can see all those hombres, amigo.
Huh?
Now shoot at their guns, along with me. You ready?
Pancho ready, Cisco.
Now.
Oh! Up, thunder! My gun's gone! My hand's numb!
Get your hands up, all of you! The next bullets will be for you, not for your guns.
Hey, Cisco!
Don't shoot, Cisco! Don't shoot!
Senores, I round up these banditos, Senor Shorty.
I'm sure will, Cisco.
Tie those coyotes up and be sure you tie them securely. Come with me, Pancho.
Where are we going now, Cisco?
We'll get our horses and ride back to Senor Joe's store. And I can only hope we will be in time.
I'm going into that house and get your father for keys.
Oh, no, please. He hasn't done anything to you.
And don't you get in my way either. You'll get hurt too, gal.
I warn you, Madrone. Don't go into that house or you'll be sorry.
Hell, yeah? Oh, we'll see.
Don't open that door.
That's just what I'm going to do.
And what are you going to do now, Madrone?
Cisco! I thought you...
See, you thought your banditos were pinning me down with rifle fire. Get back out into that store, you slinking, murdering jackal.
Why are you taking that talk from nobody, Cisco?
You're taking from Cisco, hombre.
What are you going to do about it, Madron? Come on, speak up.
Be careful, Cisco.
I'll show you what I'm going to do about it. This gun! Shoot the gun out of my hand, will you? Well, I'll show you with my fist!
This is going to be a pleasure, Pancho. This is for Senor Link.
Bueno, Cisco. That's still the hombre around like a top.
And this is for the wound and Senor Joe's.
Bueno, Cisco. Still the hombre the other way.
And this is to show you you are just a yellow coyote. Right here is where the hangman's rope is going to go around your neck.
Pancho, no. They go down like that, and they not get a ride off, no?
You haven't killed him, have you, Cisco?
No, senorita. That is for the law to do. If any hombre ever deserved that fate, this one does. How does it seem, senorita, to be back home on your rancho?
Oh, it seems just wonderful, Cisco. Are you sure there's no chance of those men coming back?
I can promise you they will not be back, senorita. Pancho and I rode with the men of the town while they herded those hombres to prison.
You know, Cisco, they should make you the mayor of this town.
Oh, gracias, senorita. But the last thing I want to be is a mayor of a town.
Well, anyway, the sheriff...
No, not the sheriff either. There is talk of appointing Senor Shorty the sheriff. I believe he would make a good one.
Yes, I think he would. But where are you and Pancho going from here?
Oh, we have no plans, senorita. We seldom make plans. We ride where and as the spirit moves. So, adios.
Cisco.
Si?
Before you go, would you do something for me?
Si, if I can.
I know this sounds bold, but Would you kiss me goodbye?
Si, senorita. But let us not say I'm going to kiss you goodbye. Merely, hasta la vista.
Oh, Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Hey, Pancho.
Pancho's not going to talk too much about, you know what, Cisco, but...
Hey, I know. You are hungry again, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho not starved to death, Cisco, but Pancho could eat a little,
What do you mean by a little, amigo?
Oh, just 4 or 5 enchiladas, 2 or 3 steak, 1 good Israeli pie.
Very well, Pancho. For all that good work you did in fighting against the Madron Coyote's hombres, you deserve a good meal.
Gracias, Cisco.
We will go to the hotel in the next town of Mesquite.
We go there, Cisco?
To the hotel in Mesquite.
Oh, Pancho not want to go there.
But why not? They have good food there, Cisco.
Pancho not want to go there, Cisco. Last time Pancho go there, he got big trouble.
You had trouble?
Si.
Well, how was that?
Pancho sit down next to a senorita what was eating soup.
Ah, eating soup, si.
Yeah, eating soup. And all of a sudden, she stopped. And look at the bug in her soup.
Mm-hmm.
And then she called the waiter.
Well, what did she say, Pancho?
She said, waiter, waiter, get this cucaracha out of here.
Well, how did that get you into trouble?
Well, waiter thinks senorita mean Pancho.
Oh.
And the next thing Pancho know, Pancho land on his head in the street.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.